Tonight, we've got some great Cajun music lined up for you. One of the favorite Cajun dance bands around, Miss Cheryl Cormier. Oh, and we also, they added John Lilio in here. Going to be doing some Hank Williams songs for you. And your host tonight, your friend and my buddy, Mr. Ray Landry, will be out here to host the show. Yay, Ray, you got your fan club out here. So, without further ado, let's give a warm welcome to Cheryl Cormier and her Cajun sound.
Cheryl Cormier and Cajun sound right there. Yes, sir. Bonjour, tous vous autres. Comment la vie? C'est bon?
Hello.
Bien, merci. C'est le temps pour tous les festivals ici à Lafayette, alentour de Lafayette et Eunice. There's a whole lot of festivals going on. There's actually a rice festival going on in Crawley today, isn't there? Le festival de riz aujourd'hui à Crawley. Russell Cormier Senior, La Chatte Toute. On est paré, Cheryl, pour La Chatte Toute?
La chatte toute,
Écoutez la musique de Cheryl Cormier, Cajun Sound, à soir. Et avec nous autres à soir, un homme, John Lilly, va jouer son musique. Ça dit ici dessus le poster, West Virginia American Music. It says also at the bottom, if Hank Williams had a sunny disposition, it would be John Lilly. I'm kind of anxious to see him. We're going to play till at 6:30, actually. And at 6:30, he's going to come on and sing a couple of songs, and we're going to come back and play some good Cajun music. We have the remainder. I washed my tongue this morning and I can't do a thing with it this afternoon.
keep it clean.
So we have the rest of the year's schedule. So I'm going to read that out in a little bit. The old-fashioned two-step.
Déjà, j'aurais pas dû
C'est pas de vieux temps. All the way on the end of there, holding that beautiful bass over there. Jimmy Uzay on bass.
Thank you.
All the way from Burbridge, Louisiana. Jim and I have been friends all of our adult life, probably together. We did a whole lot of things. Some we like to talk about, and sometimes we like to keep secret. Some things we like to keep secret.
Yeah.
And right there on the drums in the back is Russell Cormier Jr. On pedal steel, one of the best pedal steel players on the planet. That's my opinion now. I got to let everybody know. Chris Lanyon. And I know this for a fact, one of the finest 15-year-old Cajun fiddle players on the planet. I know that's for sure. His dad Patrick, is going to agree with that. All the way from Lafayette High School, Mr. Zach Fusilier. On that nice-looking guy with the sunglasses on his hat right there.
Russell holder.
Russell Cormier Sr. Better known as Mr. Cheryl. He's got a beautiful voice, I tell you. I've been admiring his voice for a long, long time. And the woman, the queen of the Cajun accordion, most recently inducted into the CFMA Cajun Music Hall of Fame. And then right after that, the Louisiana Music Hall of Fame, my friend, Ms. Cheryl Cormier.
Thank y'all very much. Merci beaucoup.
Russell's going to do one for you, something. I'll Be Lonely. Is that right? That's not the one. Okay, well, what has he got right there? Okay.
Yeah.
Cheryl.
Thank you.
There might be a lot of people that can play the song as good as you, but they don't have nobody that can play better than you, Cheryl. I'm telling you, that's a great song. I love it. We're going to do an old standard, J'étais au bal hier soir. I went to the dance last night. Moi toi, Russell.
Et on va tourner demain soir.
Oh,
answers. Merci beaucoup.
You know, Cheryl and I had, I think about 2 years ago, maybe a little longer than that, worked on a CD together. And I just at the last moment, I decided I was going to call that CD, My Cajun Roots Are Deep, because that was the name of the title song on the CD. And so when I decided to, I don't think I could have picked a name that would have been better for this band and Cheryl and I and Russell on that CD. I'm glad I did. I'm glad I invited her to participate with me on that CD. We did well with it. Male Vocals of the Year, Song of the Year, Female Vocals of the Year. So thanks to the CFMA about all of that. Thank you. Yes, sir. And it just so happens we bought 400 copies of that CD with us. No, I'm just... But we'd like to do a song on that CD, something called La Vage Chagrin.
Dreams de toi, on a prévoir des titres. Il faut les jongler. C'est pas moi du tout qui va se fermer pour tout ça. Et déjà des enfants qui m'aiment autant. Croyez pas, j'étais là quand j'ai vu. Dans son chat, arrivé dans la cour pour te ramasser. Nos marquées avec lui, on marchait loin de moi, t'as laissé les enfants un peu pleurer.
here for Cheryl Carmen and Cajun Sound. She could be right back in about 20 minutes. We are going to get ready for Mr. John Lilly in about 5 minutes. So, you know, you can, every Saturday at Vermilionville, we have a jam session. Starts at 1 o'clock every Saturday. I see a whole bunch of people out in the audience that come to the jam session. So if you get a chance to visit, it's free to the general public. So if you get a if you want to listen to some good old traditional Cajun music, by all means, you can come to Vermilionville. Today was absolutely beautiful. The all the fall flowers are there. It was nice and cool. We had all the doors open there, and Joel Bro and Cheryl Cormier and the whole gang was there. So if you ever think about us on Saturday afternoons, come and meet us at 1 o'clock, 1 to 3 every Saturday. I told you just a while ago, we have the whole schedule for the remainder of the year. Of course, tonight, October the 20th, we have Cheryl Cormier and Cajun Sound. Also, you're going to listen for the first time like I will, maybe Miss John Lilly. Maybe someone has heard him sing before. I'm anxious to see him and hear him sing. Absolutely, yes. In October the 27th, next Saturday, Le Ben Acadien. Le Ben Cajun avec Ryan Simon et avec Ryan sur le, à la même soir, le Delta Drifters Duo, American Bluegrass Music, and your MC for next Saturday is going to be Pope Huval. I heard, j'ai entendu Pope deux semaines passées dessus le microphone ici à la Liberté. He did an excellent job. I was pleasantly surprised. Yes, sir. Pope Huval. November the 3rd, Brandon Morrow and Cajun Grass. I love that kind of music where you mix old-time bluegrass music and Cajun music like Jesse Leger and the Cajun Country Revival. If you listen to those, if you ever heard those guys, they're absolutely amazing. And then November the 10th, Eunice Main Street presents the Babineau Sisters avec Gracie et Julie Babineau. Qui va être ici. They're gonna have the whole show that night. The Babineau Sisters will. And November the 17th, Anne Savoir and her Sleepless Nights. MC is gonna be called Brazel. I haven't heard of him yet. November the 24th, the Huval Family Band featuring Brazos Huval. That's not Terry Huval and them. That's that, you know, Doc Huval in Brobridge. He was a veterinarian in Brobridge. Had 14 kids. Oh, my God. That's right. They had two washers and two dryers. Brazos was telling me one night, had 14 kids. And the washers and the dryers would go. There was two of them. Two of each. Went 24-7 with 14 kids. Can you imagine how many kids you got? Two or three? So, and then you know that washer goes on 3 or 4 hours a day. Imagine 14 kids. Well, that family band will be performing on November the 24th, the Huval Family Band, featuring Brazos Huval. You know, Brazos is also the bass player for Steve Riley and the Mamou Playboys. On December the 1st, Gainey Arsimon and the Lakeside Gamblers will be performing here. And December the 8th, Mac Manuel and the Lake Charles Ramblers. Yeah. And then the December the 15th, the Lafayette Rhythm Devils. You know, Lafayette Rhythm Devils... with Randy Vedrine had Song of the Year for the CFMA, the Frisson Two-Step. Have you heard that song yet? Really? Frisson Two-Step. Good number. On December the 22nd, we will have no show. And December the 29th, we will not have no show either. We're going to start probably on January the whatever, that first day. You ready? Okay. Help me. Let's welcome Mr. John Lilly. How you doing, John?
I'm doing great.
Good to be here. It's good to see you here. Why don't you tell the folks just a little bit about you, where you come from, where you from?
I'm a long way from home. I live in West Virginia.
West Virginia, wow. That's on the other side of Bro Bridge, huh? It's a lot of Pomerosa.
Just the other side.
So let me ask you something. How did you migrate here to Louisiana? I know. You probably play Hank Williams music, and you knew that everybody here loves Hank Williams music. That's right, huh? Is that what you do? You play Hank Williams music, more or less? Country music?
Old country music, and I write songs that sound old.
Well, that in itself is a feat for sure, because I love old bluegrass and old country songs. So what is the first number you're going to do for us?
It's one called The Blue Highway. It's a song I wrote that won this guitar. If you see, I got this guitar with my name on it. I won it in a songwriting contest for songs in the style of Hank Williams. So this is my tribute to Hank Williams called Blue Highway.
Well, great. I'm anxious to hear. Let's hear it.
Oops. I got a bunch of buttons here. Didn't figure out where.
Oh, you're looking for the door. I can never find that door. They ought to put a sign right here. This is the curtain door.
You hear that guitar?
Yes, I can. I can. Can y'all hear it? The guitar okay?
The day I was born, started moving on, riding on that blue highway, see year after year, through my rearview mirror, riding on that blue highway, been riding on. My eye for the love I left behind, riding on that blue highway. Been from L.A. to Maine, old blacktop Tulane, riding on that blue highway. It's a slow winding road where the freeway won't. Riding on that blue highway, been riding on that blue highway, riding on that blue highway. A tear fills my eye for the love I left behind, riding on that. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
This is John Lilly. Boy, I like that me. I asked you a question a while ago. I didn't even give you a chance to answer it. I asked you what brought you here to Cajun country.
Well, where I live up in West Virginia, they have a school called Davis and Elkins College, and they have a program called the Augusta Heritage Center. And a lot of the Cajun and Creole musicians come up there, and they teach people about their music.
So they have workshops, yes.
Workshops, right.
I'm familiar with that, yes.
And Christine Balfa and Yvette Landry and...
I know them all, yes.
And Edward Poulard, a lot of great musicians from this area. Steve Riley have all been up there, and I met them over the years and got to be friends with many of them, Al Berard and Jim Phillips and a lot of these people. And so I have a new album out called Cold Comfort, and I decided I wanted to go on tour and travel around the country and play some of these songs for people. And some of these folks offered Joel Sonnier.
Wow, yes.
Joel Savoy, I'm sorry.
Savoy, yes.
Joel Savoy helped line up one of the bookings, and different people helped line up some bookings. And,
I see.
I jumped at the chance.
Yeah, and I saw Jim Phillips taking the picture of you just a while ago.
Yeah, Jim helped me line up this
good.
Particular
That's
booking.
Great.
So it's great to be here.
Yes, okay, so what's the next tune you're going to do for us?
This is an actual, real, bona fide Hank Williams song.
Bona fide, real Hank Williams song.
Hear that lonesome whippoorwill sounds too blue to fly. The midnight train is winding on. I'm so lonesome I could cry. Never seen a night. Time's crawling by. The moon just went behind the cloud to hide its face and cry. Me lost the will to live. I'm so lonesome I could cry. Silence of a falling star, lights up a purple sky. And as I wonder where you are, I'm so lonesome. I'm so lonesome I could cry.
That's a great job.
Appreciate that.
Ça m'a sacré des frissons. It gives me the chills just to listen to you sing. So.
Thank
you. I didn't say nothing bad. It was just actually it's a compliment. John Lilly, all the way from West Virginia. That's right, huh? West Virginia.
That's right.
So listen, I know you have some bookings coming up. Where are you headed after tonight?
Tomorrow I'm playing at the Blue Dog Cafe. I've got the Sunday brunch. So come.
Yeah, sure. That's on Pinhook and Lafayette, the Blue Dog, yes.
Yeah,
that's right,
I'll be there 11 till 2 tomorrow.
Wow.
That'll be fun. Then I drive to Texas. Go to Texas.
I don't know. Hank Williams music in Texas, you think that's going to work? Oh, my God. So I'm glad to experience that music because it was music that I was raised with. You know, back in the day, all of you can relate. On Fridays for the Grand Ole Opry, a Louisiana Hayride, we were in front of the radio before TV. Are y'all that old? Before TV, where we were just we looked forward to the radio program. And then we worked all week. We got to listen to the radio on Friday nights. It was the most amazing thing. And I look at the technology today. Oh, my God. So what you going to do for us now, John?
I'm going to do another Hank Williams song. This is one that's not quite as well known as some of the others, but I like this one called Moanin' the Blues.
All right.
Well, my baby moved out and the blues moved in. There was nothing I could do except mosey around with my head in my hand. Am I coming to? Well, I just keep moaning, moaning the blues. I wrote a nice long letter saying, baby, please come home. Your daddy's petty and lonesome. All I can do is moan. Loving that gal for so doggone long, I can't afford to lose her now. Thought I was right, but I must have been wrong. Cause my head is starting to bow, and that's why I'm moaning, moaning the blues. Baby moved out, she got a good gal instead. stays at home, you better treat her nice and kind. Cause if you do her wrong, she'll leave this town. You'll almost lose your mind. Then you'll be moaning, moaning the blues. Oh, baby, 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 honey, baby, please come home. You're dirty and lonesome. All I can do is moan. Promise you, baby, I'll be good. Never be bad no more. Sitting here waiting for you right now. Walk through that front door and I'll stop moaning, moaning the blues. Yes, I'll stop moaning, moaning the blues. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Get stuck sometimes.
I know the feeling. Believe me, I know the feeling. Well, listen, you just decided to pick up one day. What did you do to pay the bills? Say before, were you strictly a musician?
No, I'm a magazine editor.
Oh, you really?
Yeah, I work for the state of West Virginia. I edit the state history and folklife magazine.
How are we doing?
Golden Seal. I got a few out in the lobby. Got some CDs for sale out there, and I got a copy of the magazine. I've been doing that for 15 years.
Wow, amazing, huh?
And it's an interesting job. Thank you very much. And I told him I was going to take a couple months off and go play some music, for heaven's sakes.
And so that worked, yeah? Well, actually, you can write the article and just send it in. You can still
do
that.
Yeah, it don't work that way.
It's not as easy as
no,
that. So,
no.
Well, listen, I'm just going to be quiet. I'm just going to let you sing some music. So what selection have you selected for the next one?
Well, I'd like to do the title cut off my CD. This is one called Cold Comfort. This is a song, and I have to tell you, I went to Texas to record this.
So why is that? Is there a story behind that? No?
Not so much.
Okay. He just went to Texas to record it. That's it. So Cold Comfort.
Cold Comfort. I got your message yesterday. Said you and your new love both doing fine. Think about me from time to time, but that's cold comfort, I'm still as blue as I can be, yes, that's cold comfort, that's cold, cold comfort to me. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Let's do another one, John.
Okay, here's a song. This is my last one, or I get two more?
You might even be able to get three more.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
But it also depends on how long you take for the next two songs.
Okay. I'd like to do a Jimmy Rogers song here. Any Jimmy Rogers fans?
Oh, my God.
All right. I'm a big Jimmy Rogers fan.
So am I.
This is one that I kind of made my own arrangement of this one. Many of you know Jimmy Rogers was the father of country music. He made his recordings between 1927 and 1933. And he suffered the entire time when he was making his records. He had tuberculosis.
Really?
Yeah, he did. They called it consumption at the time, but a lot of people had that problem. And in fact, it was the number one cause of death in the United States at that time. And he sang about it, sang one song called the TB Blues. Then he wrote this other song called Whoopin' That Old TB. And I'm going to do my arrangement of that. This is Jimmy Rogers' song called Whoopin' That Old TB. Listen, all you rounders, you ought to be like me. Don't worry about consumption, even if they call it TB. TB, oh TB. Some say tonic is fine. Take all the medicine you want. I'll take a liquor for mine. Hospitals and doctors, they done all they could. But happiness and sunshine, Lord, it's done me all the good. Don't let that TB ever get you down. First they want your insurance, and they want to plant you in the ground. Whooping that old TB.
Why don't we just jump into that next song? That way we can try to get another one in after that, maybe.
Okay. This is a song I wrote for my friend Yvette Landry. You know Yvette, she was the crawfish queen of Bro Bridge when she was young, and she told me the story about it, and I'll just let the song tell the story. I wrote this song for Yvette. It's going to embarrass her to hear this on the radio, but we love Yvette. There's a dark-eyed Cajun beauty, steal the heart of any man. She's the belle of the ball at the Fado Door, and she dances round and round. It's jambalaya, shrimp gumbo, crawfish by the pound. Yvette, pretty little crawfish queen. She can eat more crawfish than any man you ever seen. She can pinch the tail, she can suck the head, she can wipe the table clean. Yvette, crawfish queen. Now she run the bayou with the Cajun boys when she was a child. To one day her mama told her, said, Yvette, you're getting much too wild. So she put on the dress, put up her hair, painted up her lips and eyes. Got in the Miss Crawfish beauty pageant where she won first prize. Yvette, pretty little crawfish queen. She can eat more crawfish than any man you ever seen. She can pinch the tail, she can suck the head, she can wipe the table clean. Heave it, pretty little crawfish queen.
bet she got all grown up, got a baby boy of her own. Weekend she plays in a Cajun band with the fiddle and accordion. People all come from miles around just to hear her sing her song. She laughs and dances and claps her hands and eat crawfish all night long. Eat it, pretty little crawfish queen. She can eat more crawfish than any man you ever seen. She can pinch the tail, she can suck the head, she can wipe the table clean. Heave it, pretty little crawfish queen. She can pinch the tail, she can suck the head, she can wipe the table clean. Heave it, pretty little crawfish queen.
First time I played that for Yvette, she said, I've never felt so proud and so embarrassed at the same time.
Okay, we actually have about 3 minutes, so you want to...
I got 3 minutes worth of yodeling for you.
Well, we might be able to work out a deal, Jonah. It might be more than 3 minutes. No, I'm just joking. I love yodeling, too, so let's go.
Well, thank you all very much. I've had a great time here. I'm going to do this last song. I do have some CDs and magazines for sale in the lobby. I'd love to meet you all and enjoy the rest of the show. This is a song...
Come on, folks. Mr. John Lilly, all the way from West Virginia. Yes, sir.
Song I wrote called A Little Yodel Goes a Long Way.
Seems like everywhere I go, the people say to me, what we want to know is, can you yodel 18? It's a sin to tell lies, so I say to them, I say yes, indeed I do. For miles and miles around, you can hear them say, oh, that crazy sound, a little yodel goes a long way. Now let me tell you about a girl who I once knew. She was sweet and pretty, and she was a little lady too. I loved her, and I asked her if she loved me too. She said, yes, indeed I do. For miles and miles around, you could hear her say, oh, that crazy sound, a little yodel goes a long, long way. Met a man and he said to me, I can't sleep cause all I hear is yodel 18. Do you know what time it is, you crazy fool? I said, yes, indeed I do. For miles and miles around, you could hear him say, oh, that crazy sound, a little yodel goes a long, long way. A little yodel, dee yodel, dee yodel, dee yodel, dee yodel, dee yodel, dee yodel, dee. A little yodel, dee yodel, dee yodel, dee yodel, dee yodel, dee yodel, dee yodel, dee. A little yodel. A little yodel goes a long way.
Thank you so much.
This is John Lilly.
Okay, great. Thank you. Thanks
John
again.
Lilly.
Thanks again.
We're going to let him step back just a little bit, and Cheryl is ready to go. We're going to let John go back there and just unplug. He can't find the door again. I'm telling you, we need something like a curtain rod or something. Thank you, John. Ho, ho, ho. De prima, mon ami. Okay, wasn't that great? I tell you, it brought me back. Yay! Yes. Bastard, I'm screaming. You know, it brought me back as a kid. I'm telling you, 50 years. You may not think that I can remember 50 years ago. Well, I can remember 50 years ago. I just can't remember what happened 10 minutes ago. But When you know, when we were kids, that was truly amazing on the north side of town, my grand. And it was all about family back in those days, you know. The grandparents were there, the mom and dad was there, all the kids were there. No TV, almost no electricity, stuff that we planted in the yard. We milked the own cows, had the chickens with the eggs. Odell, you remember those days, Sha? Huh? Quand tu étais jeune, toi, tu as tiré les vaches plusieurs fois. C'est parce que la star, tu ne peux pas marcher. Tu as battu avec les vaches à gonfler. He used to fight with those cows when he would milk them in the morning, and the cows won. I remember we were talking about that just a while ago, about tirer les vaches when we would milk the cows. My grandmother had an old cow, and probably every farmer out there had a cow named Laron. And it was okay, and she was the best cow to milk until she ran out of food. And then she was coming out, whether you were ready or not. So she'd give you a little warning. So help me welcome again, Miss Cheryl Cormier, Cajun Sound.